FM 90.3 WJTL. That's the Ragamuffin Band featuring Rick Elias. The song My Deliverer came out in 1998 on a Jesus record that was a tribute to Rich Mullins. In September of 1997, Rich tragically died in a car accident, and this album was sort of a tribute to his songwriting, to his music, the Ragamuffin Band on this Throwback Thursday. You're listening to the iconic songs of the 80s and 90s. Today, Karina and Fred with you. Good morning.
Junction Center Productions is pleased to present an evening with We Are Messengers, coming to Landis Hall at the Junction Center on Thursday, August 6th. Join us for a night of upbeat anthems. The pre-sale is available now using the code WJTL at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
And our very special guest today was at Lancaster Bible College during the time we were playing these songs on WJTL. Our friend Doug Meyer is here from WDAC, and today we're talking about the Lancaster National Day of Prayer. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Fred. It's just great to be here again with you.
Oh, we always love having you here. Anybody you want to say hi
to? Yeah, I'd like to say good morning to my wife, Janet, and also to all the folks at the task force of the National Day of Prayer. Just thank you for all the work that you're doing.
So a big celebration for the National Day of Prayer this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a special year for a couple reasons. First is it's the 75th anniversary of the National Day of Prayer, and it's the 250th anniversary of our country. So we're kind of celebrating both, and we're very pleased that we're able to do so right here at the Junction Center in Landis Hall this year.
We are honored that you're going to be here and so thankful that you'll be here. Tell us the date and when it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening next Thursday, May 7th. And it's right here at the Junction Center. It will begin at 6:15, and we should conclude around 8:15 next week.
Now, do people need tickets if they want to attend?
No tickets are needed. Just come on and show up for the evening and just worship together, pray together, rejoice together as we just bring our requests to the Lord. There's also events that take place during the day, from West or East Earl to Elizabethtown, up to Reamstown, down to Quarryville. If you go to the website lancasterndp.com, you can see where those events occur throughout the morning and afternoon hours before the evening event that will be held here.
So it's happening here at the Junction Center. What is the theme this year of National Day of Prayer?
Yeah, the theme this year is Glorify God Among the Nations, Seeking Him in All Generations. And it's taken from 1 Chronicles 16:24. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. The context of that verse, I just love the context. It was the beginning of King David's reign after he had defeated the Philistines and the Jebusites, and he settled in his home in Jerusalem. And most importantly, he brought the covenant of the Lord to the tent that he had built for it, because David longed to be in the presence of the Lord, and he longed to be in the Lord's tabernacle. So it was this verse was a time of rejoicing. In the nation of Israel, God set apart the nation of Israel to tell his glory among all the nations. And when we gather next week, we do the same thing. We gather together to proclaim what the Lord has done and to ask him to work in our hearts and our lives and in all peoples across the whole world. And we think about it. Our country is unique in that the nations are coming to us. So when we gather together next week as a nation, we are gathering with people that have come here from other nations as well.
Yeah.
And we are able to tell of his wonderful deeds among all the nations.
I love that. As people come next week, you mentioned worship. They will experience some worship. Tell us a little bit about the evening, the program, how it's laid out.
Sure. We will begin with the One Accord Choir led by Amy Fenimore. She will begin our time together at 6:15. At 6:30, we will kind of formally begin. The doors will open at 5:45 for people that want to come and get a seat early. And from there, we will have another time of worship, and then we will have a message that Dr. Freeman Chikara will deliver, followed by 45, 50 minutes of prayer as we pray through the different pillars of prayer that we pray through for that evening.
And I know you often have folks from the community helping to lead those different pillars of prayer. Is that the same this year?
Yeah, that's true. We have seven different people leading us in our different pillars. Peter Fiorello, who is the executive director at BlackRock, will be with us. Keith Garner, who's the head of school at Catalyst Christian School, will be with us. Brian Cutler, who's a PA state representative, will be with us. John Shirk will be with us as well.
Wonderful.
It'll be good to have him here with us. Doug Hirschberger, Dr. Freeman Chikar will lead us in prayer as well, and Scott Davis will lead us as well. So various people within our community will lead us in prayer as we pray through these different areas.
Here's an opportunity to worship and pray with our community. Lancaster National Day of Prayer, it's happening next Thursday night right here at the Junction Center. To get more information about Lancaster National Day of Prayer, lancasterndp.com. We're going to talk more with Doug coming up, so stick around. And our Throwback Thursday continues. Listen to this. Steve Taylor, Twyla Paris, Leon Patillo, great tunes are on the way.